Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The New York Mets. For a second here, because it is still baseball season. It's the last week of baseball season. And just all over baseball, not just with the Mets. This is, like right now, as interesting and probably exactly what Major League Baseball wants. Now, I know there's tiebreakers, so we won't get a game 163 to decide a division or like any of that. But right now, if you look at this, like last night, the San Diego Padres beat the Milwaukee Brewers in extra innings and they clinched that second wild card. There's only one spot. There's one spot left. Everything else is pretty much decided. The Phillies have clinched the division. The Brewers are going to win that division. The Cubs have clinched the top wild card. San Diego's clinched the wild card. The Dodgers are in the postseason. It's just a matter of if them or the Padres will win a division. There is one playoff spot left, and it will belong to one of really three teams, because I think you could put the Giants have faded away. And the Cardinals aren't very good, and it's 3.5, 4 in the loss column with 6 to play. It's the Cincinnati Reds, the New York Mets, and the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks are a game off the pace. The Reds and Mets are tied, and we all know by now, if you've listened at all, if you're a baseball fan at all, the Reds have the tiebreaker. As it sits currently, they are the third wild card team with the Mets looking out. Looking in. And I got to tell you, I've been doing opens. I've been talking about the Mets. And I've been the one guy. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to just, you know, talk about whether or not they're going to make it. Like, I've been uber confident that the New York Mets are going to make the postseason. I have been. I've been talking about playoff rotations. I've been talking about, you know, rookies making big playoff starts because I couldn't fathom this Met team. Especially what did it for me really was when the Cincinnati Reds went into Sacramento, let me get that right, and played the A's and got swept. They had every chance to overtake the Mets as they were in the middle of their 8-game losing streak, and they went to go play the A's, who are a pesky team and do have some really good offensive players, but they went into that building, that minor league ballpark, and couldn't get a win. And I said, well, that's it for the Reds. And I knew they had the tiebreaker over the Giants. I wasn't overly concerned about them. And the Diamondbacks were playing the Dodgers. And we're a couple games back. I was ready to declare, I know this is scary, and I understand they've played terribly here, and who's going to have confidence in them once they get there. But there ain't no way. Ain't no way. This Met team is blowing this thing. Then they take 2 out of 3 from San Diego, and they get the golf clap. It wasn't perfect, but they took 2 out of 3 against a really good team that has now clinched their playoff spot. They beat up Michael King, who's pitched really well this year when healthy. It was a good series for them. It was a good series. And then they score. They fall behind to the Nationals in the first game, and then they score 12 runs in the first game of the Washington series. And I expected it to go the way we all expected it to go. At least I know Met fans didn't. But I thought they were well on their way to securing themselves a playoff spot. And then these two games against the Nationals, Saturday, losing in the manner in which they did. And they played some of the, like, they played terribly defensively. Juan Soto just running past the baseball. Awful. Awful. We saw what Siri did. Let me not say, hey, Siri, because that sets the phone off. We saw what Siri did in center field, in and out of his glove, misplaying, you know, taking a terrible route on a ball in the gap. Like, they played terribly defensively, throwing the ball around. Pete Alonso can't throw it to first base. He makes McClain jump 6 feet in the air. Luckily, he didn't pull a hamstring like Senga did. Like, they battle back. They're still the only team in Major League Baseball, still the one team in Major League Baseball. Is it 67, 0-62, or 0-67? Whatever it is, it's in the 60s. To not win a game after trailing after the eighth inning. Not a single win. They come back. They get the big double from Vientos. They tie the game on the Soto bloop single. They have an opportunity to win the game. They've got bases loaded, one out for Nimmo, and he strikes out. Then Alvarez hits into a big double play, and they lose a game in extra innings at home against the Nationals in games they desperately need. Then Sunday, the same thing. Again, offensively, not enough. So many missed opportunities. McNeil and Nimmo killed them these last couple days. Killed them. I forgot to mention on Saturday, the manager not showing urgency and making sure Diaz pitches both the ninth and the tenth. Like, just everything about this team in those two games. And they allowed the Reds, who have now won five in a row, they swept a four-game series against the Chicago Cubs. And the Mets chose to play two of their worst games, offensively, defensively, based, like, everything. Forget pitching. Because the young starting pitching has actually been pretty damn good. We know McClain's been great. Tong bounced back off of his miserable start where he couldn't get it out of the first inning and bounced back and pitched really well. Sproat's been pretty good. Even the piggyback situation, they gave up three runs. This offense, again, we've been saying it all year, forget everything else. The rotation, it's not suitable for a team with a $300 million payroll. Damn right. I'm not sure what their options were. We went over it. Nobody in free agency did a damn thing. But we could talk about the pitching and we could talk about the bullpen. This offense is supposed to be better. This is the seventh best offense in baseball last year that added Juan Soto. And he's having a Juan Soto season. It's not like, oh man, struggles. You know, his first year, Juan Soto didn't have a great year. Yeah. Maybe with runners in scoring position for the first few months, but he's already hit more home runs than he's ever hit in his career. He's got over 100 runs. He's got over 100 walks. He's got over 100 this. He's having a Juan Soto season, and they're still not scoring three runs against two pitchers against the Washington Nationals, who each had an ERA over 5. And they lose 2 out of 3 to the Nats after taking the series from San Diego and scoring 12 runs in game one? How is that possible? How does this team continue to come up small in the biggest moments? 3 7-game losing streaks in a year. This would be from, I mean, you're talking about at that Juan Soto press conference. When, you know, outside of how many times family was mentioned, the idea of how much money this owner has, the idea they just stole, and I know people get mad when you say stole, it wasn't like they stole them, but they convinced, let's use that, they convinced the great Juan Soto to take their money to come play for the New York Mets after a year where he played for the New York Yankees, got to experience the power and pinstripes and pride and everything else that goes with it, in Monument Park, and going to the World Series. And still, because the Mets' future is so bright, and the owner is so rich and desperate for winning, and the organization is better run, and this is the place to be, not the lousy Bronx, but here in Queens, with this team that's going to treat me like family, and it's going to continue to put a great winning team forward, They've got great players already. They've got a commitment that's unmatched. They got a farm system with young pitchers and everything else. This is the place to be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
To jump out, start the year as well as they did, have the best record in all of baseball for a time, lead the division by as much as 5 games over Philly while beating the crap out of them the first couple series of the year. And to have what felt like 10 times a year, disappointing series to an average Tampa Bay team on Father's Day weekend, and have that be the moment from that moment on where you are a 17-game under 500 team to fail like this? And to not make the postseason in a format that has 6 teams make it, and to be outplayed by Terry Francona and the Cincinnati Reds, who again, with their season on the line, couldn't get a win against the A's, turn around, sweep the Cubs, and have put themselves in a position where they're 4 games over 500, and that's all it takes to be the third wild card in the far superior league. Oh, I mean, it's an embarrassment, the junior circuit over in the American League. Embarrassment. 4 games over 500 has you in the playoffs in the National League. Tell me again how great it is. They can't let this happen. And if it does, and we'll have plenty of time for if it does, but if it does, I'm sorry. I'm not saying you can't bring back Pete Alonso. And I saw Joe Beningo's comments. We'll get into whether or not the Yankees would be interested in Pete Alonso. Anyone would be interested. The dude is a consistent 35 and 100 player, even in his down years. But I don't know if you've seen what Ben Rice is doing. I don't think they have any interest in spending any money at first base. I think they're going to say, thank you for being Ben Rice, and you're going to be our first baseman. I doubt very much they'd be interested in Murakami in Japan or Pete Alonso or anybody else to play first base outside of Ben Rice next year. But you could say, hey, you got to bring him back because of that consistency, because you want that power bat behind Juan Soto. Sure, I mean, it's not a terrible idea, but at some point, you have to dramatically change this team. And the easiest way to do it is to get the $30 million of Pete Alonso or whatever it's going to cost you for the next 4 or 5 years, get that money off the books, put it elsewhere. Trade Brandon Nimmo, trade McNeil. Like, that's where you're at. That's what this is. That's what this signifies. Everybody else that isn't a David Stearns guy, anybody who was brought here, drafted by, signed by, developed by, it don't matter. Anybody that's got the stench of Sandy Alderson or the stench of the Wilpons or anybody else that is not running, that is not David Stearns, goodbye. And the only reason why I say that is because I know Stearns isn't going anywhere. And not that he should, but it's been a disappointing year even for him. It's been a disappointing year for everybody with the Mets. But you're going to tell me you have to bring back Pete Alonso to be part of the same core that's failed over and over and over again? And this would be on another level. Now, again, collapse is a different word to me. I think collapse is more immediate than this. This is, you know, the analogy of the frog in the boiling water. Like, that's what this is. On June 13th, the Mets got into a hot tub, and they have not realized how hot this thing has gotten, and they're about to cook. So is it worse than 07? I don't know. Do I think, like, is it worse than 07 to blow a seven-game lead with 17 to play? I don't know. That's pretty dramatic and sudden. This has been more of a steady decline. But the idea that this team with this payroll isn't going to be one of the final six, yeah, that might be worse. That might be worse. That's probably more puzzling to me. This can't happen. This manager who was, you know, King Midas the first year, everything he touched turned to gold. This year's been the exact opposite. It seems like every bullpen decision he makes is the wrong one. Not that he's got any good ones out there. Like, the fan base is ready to turn on him. The GM, same thing. Every decision he made last year was perfect. This year, what's worked out? Nothing. Nothing. The rotation's a disaster. The trade deadline was awful. Like, nothing he did, which again, and I don't include Pete Alonso or Juan Soto in that, because those were the owner moves. I know I feel so strongly that he wanted not to sign Pete Alonso. Like, I feel very confident that if it were up to Stearns, Pete Alonso wouldn't be here. Now, Juan Soto, I'm sure everybody would want Juan Soto. He's that great a player. But he's not the one who made the deal. That's up to the owner. When you sign him, you sign Judge, you sign Otani. That's not a GM decision. Everybody wants those players. That's a matter of the owner getting involved and saying, here, I'll give you $765 million in suites and clothes and planes and whatever else you need. Seinfeld box, DVD, whatever you want, man. But every little subtle move that he has made has been a disaster this year. And that's not to say he's stupid. I think he's a very smart and good executive, and I think he's going to learn that he could do things slightly different while still being successful, and I have every expectation that he's the guy for the future of the team. But this was a miserable season, and next year it's got to look different, no? But we have plenty of time to get to that. Right now, we have six games. And I just, as a observer and a non-Met fan who believe, I'm rooting for them. I want playoff games. I want to talk about playoff games. I want to come on and break down moves and playoff games. I don't want to just forget about the Mets, man. You think I might? Yeah. Will I have some fun with it? Sure, I will. Will I collect some receipts? Absolutely. Will I go on Twitter and get after everybody who got on me when Juan Soto signed and said the Yankees are done and they're an embarrassment and Cashman's ridiculous and, oh my God, you're just so happy to make the playoffs? Yeah, you know why? Because it's not guaranteed, as you're learning. Oh, you're so happy with just being an above 500 team. You're just so happy with making the playoffs every year. Because it's hard, even with a $300 million payroll. It ain't easy. Just ask the guys trying to do it in Queens. It ain't easy. So, yeah, I'll collect some receipts. But I am rooting for the Mets these next 6 days. Because we need playoff baseball. We deserve playoff baseball. Our football season's done already. I'm not ready to declare the Mets dead. They got to get in and then take on it. Listen, I don't care who they go and get. You'll get the Dodgers? Go take on the Dodgers. Go, they're not that good. They're not unbeatable. If they get in, they're still dangerous, man. I still believe that. As ugly as it's been, get in, play well, you're dangerous. Six games for your life. I love it. Playoff baseball, pennant race baseball, it's the best.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.